And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, this is Roland. Welcome. Today I want to read something to you from The Imitation of Christ, the most popular devotional of all time, written by Thomas A Kempis. He's talking about our great stumbling block in life. Here's what he says. Were we fully watchful of ourselves and not bound in spirit to outward things, then might we be wise unto salvation and make progress in divine contemplation. Our great and grievous stumbling block is that, not being freed from our affections and desires, we strive not to enter into the perfect way of the saints. And when even a little trouble befalls us, too quickly are we cast down and fly to the world to give us comfort. I want to talk about that today. I think this could be very helpful to a lot of people. Our great and grievous stumbling block is that, not being freed from our affections and desires, we strive not to enter into the perfect way of the saints. You see, let's see if I can lay a little bit of groundwork. Christ said something very interesting. He said, "No man can serve two masters at the same time, for you either love the one and hate the other, or love the other and hate the one. No man can ride two horses at the same time." Life is very decisive. And so it is when it comes to our direction in life, our movement, our inclination. You see, let me see if I can put it to you this way. We think that we have a will. We think that we will this and we will that. But actually, we don't have a will. There are two wills in the universe, God's will and the guy with the horns. Okay? There are two wills in the universe. When your inclination is to do God's will, notice I use the term inclination. When you want to do God's will, when you incline toward God's will, then His will is done. In fact, in the Lord's Prayer, don't we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done." Christ said, He said that His only will was to do God's will. So He led the perfect life. But when you incline toward, notice I'm using the word incline, it's very important. Incline. See, I didn't say will toward, I said incline toward. But when you incline toward self-seeking, when you incline toward, let's call it selfish, but I need to expand upon that. What I mean by selfish is your egotistical inclination. And what is our egotistical inclination? It's to play God. We want to play God. In fact, we want to be God. We want worship, praise. We want people to admire us, and we want people to respect us as if we were God. See, God is a king. Okay, so we want to be a king or a queen, and be respected and admired, and so on. And when people don't respect us, when they don't admire us, when they don't do what we want them to do and give us homage, when we can't have our way, then we resent them and hate them and judge them and condemn them. See, so God is both king and judge, so then we play God by judging and condemning other people. So we want praise, like the king, and we want to judge, see, and condemn. So we play God. Now, people don't admit it openly, but we do it secretly. That's the ego's desire. See, from cradle to the grave. That's the nature we inherit. So, you know, I'm not saying that you can help it. That's just the way you are. Some of us more than others, but that's the way we are, basically, we humans. We inherit Adam's nature. So now do you see what I mean by inclination? When you incline toward wanting to play God, wanting to be God, wanting worship and praise and admiration, wanting your will to be done, and when you resent other people, then you incline away from God. But when you incline away from God, then you can't do His will. And by default, you become subject to the other will. more about this important topic in just a moment. Download a free version of my meditation at SheddingShackles.com. That's SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. And it may once again become a wonderful adventure for you, and brightness will be restored and joy. Something like what you once knew when you were a little child. But in order to rediscover it and experience it, this joy, you must see what your mistakes are. Okay? You must come to a full understanding of your mistakes, and that's what I'm helping you to, hopefully, to do. So, I began this radio program by reading you a little something from a book called The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, which is the most read devotional of all time. And he said that our great and grievous stumbling block is that not being freed from our affections and desires. So now do you see what our affections and desires, now do you see what they represent? They represent this ego that we inherit. They represent this ego that wants to play God, that wants to be God. We want worship and admiration and respect. And then we resent other people and we judge them and condemn them in our mind, you see? Well, that's the ego. So now do you see what our ambitions and our desires, do you see what they represent? They represent our nature, see? They represent the emotional side or the emotional extension and the physical extension of that metaphysical desire that we inherit, okay? And from the cradle to the grave, we want praise and worship, and we want to have our way, and we hate other people when they get in our way. It's that simple. So it's kind of an ugly thing, isn't it? But that's the way we are, we humans. Some of us more than others, some of us less than others. But now do you see why Thomas A. Kempis said that we need to be freed from our affections and our desires and our ambitions because of what they represent? They represent our inclination toward our own will. So now let's talk about it in very practical terms, okay? So I said that you do not have a will. All you have is an inclination. And when you incline toward wanting to play God, then immediately you become selfish, and immediately you begin to want things. See, you want other people's affection, you want their approval, you want their love, you want things that make you look like a king or a queen, your clothes, your shoes, your entertainment. It glorifies you and makes you feel like God, you see. So that's what you want. So you want many things. See, the ego wants more and more. You want more things, more houses, more cars, more money, more popularity, more pleasure, more excitement, more distraction, more music, more entertainment, more sports. See, and the ego is restless and it's acquisitive and it's never satisfied. See, the ego wants to play God. And so there's always somebody that has more than you do. Somebody that has a prettier wife or a handsomer husband or makes more money than you do. Or someone who's more admired than you. Or someone who's smarter than you. Or someone who has something. So we want. Okay? So that's what our desires represent in our emotions. So now do you see that when you incline toward wanting to play God, that you therefore, by default, you must incline toward all of those things, that animal side of you, that sensuous side, that acquisitive side, that greedy side. See, it grows stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, here's the other thing that happens. When you incline toward wanting to play God, it puts you in conflict with the real God. Then you can't do his will. In other words, his will is an anathema to you. Plus, in God's light, you would have to see your own wrong and be ashamed of your own pridefulness and hatefulness. And so that's the last thing the ego wants to do. So it's galvanized away from God. And so like two north poles of a magnet, how they repel each other. You are repelled from God, from his will. But you are attracted to and drawn to all the wrong things that build your ego. So until you have a change of heart, now do you see why you must have a change of heart? A change of heart. You can't will it to happen. You can't will yourself to be better. You don't even have a will. You either incline one way or another, and depending on which way you incline, those are things that will attract you. See? Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Shedding shackles to become free. Now, you may have wondered. See, we all do from time to time. We wonder about these bodies that we have, these which have and animal lusts, animal desires, animal cravings, animal, see? And we wonder about these desires and these passions and these lusts and these hatreds and these angers and these rages. We wonder about them, see? And we would like to control them. And most of us do the best we can. We do. But here's the thing. When you are inclined toward being prideful, when you haven't had a change of heart about that, see, it begins in a very simple way, within the soul. One day, you just notice that, I'll tell you a story. This is not my story. I heard somebody tell the story, but it's a good one. It's a good one, so I'll use it. There was a nice man, a father, and he took his little daughter to the beach, and she was playing. And he sat there upon the sand, and he watched his little daughter play. He saw how happy she was, and how full of joy, and full of spontaneity in life. And he wondered, what's the difference between her and me? Here I am, dour. He said, here I am, and I don't have any of that. I don't have spontaneity anymore. I don't have joy anymore. I don't have that brightness that she has. What's the difference between her and me? And he thought about it, and he suddenly realized what the difference was. The difference was resentment. That was the difference. He was resentful. And it took away all of what she had. You see? Well, he looked at that, and it was very sober. It was a sobering realization. And he regretted what he saw about himself. See? Well, that was the beginning. That was the beginning of salvation for him. It's a very small beginning, isn't it? But it's very beautiful. It's like the mustard seed or the leaven that leavens the whole loaf. It begins very, very small, but eventually becomes a wonderful thing. Because he saw and regretted what he saw about himself. So that's how salvation begins. You walk around and you see people hating each other and striving and struggling and ambitious, and you look at yourself. You see how secretly hateful you are toward other people and how impatient you are with your children. And you look at that, and instead of hating what you see about yourself, instead of resenting God's light, which is showing you, you just see it, okay? And yes, it is a bit, it's troubling to see it. But you see it in God's light, and now you realize that that's the truth. And now you have a change of heart about all your angers and all your rages and all your trying to get even with other people and all your, see, all the pleasures that you need to take away the pain for all of your resentments and your judgments of other people, your secret judgments of people. You have a change of heart about that. And now you incline toward the truth. Even though it's painful, it shows you things about yourself. But now you want to know the truth. You want to come clean. See, you don't want to be a hateful person anymore. You just want to come clean and not hate anyone. And now you incline toward the truth. And now your whole world changes for the better. Turn unto God and receive from him love and forgiveness. And then begin to flow. Flow with love, with understanding, without the energy of resentment and impatience and resistance. And then you will know this other beautiful life waiting to unfold from within. All you have to do is incline toward the truth. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came. No question about it. Indeed, I am happy to be here in the Southland. It feels right, somehow. Southland, Inland Empire. There's a reason why I'm here. I don't know why, but there has to be. I've been on stations all over the country. I mean, you name it. But here I am now. Here I am. So there must be a reason. Maybe there's some person here in the Inland Empire that listens in one Sunday morning and their life is changed. Okay? Then it makes it all worthwhile. Yes, it does. It makes it all worthwhile. You see, that moment of having a change of heart about the way things, the way of the world. See? But, see, the problem is you've always tried to change yourself. Now, let me repeat what I said because, you know, people hear it, but they kind of miss it. You don't have a will. What you have is resistance. See, that's basically, if you have a will, if we want to give it the term will, use the term will, then let's say that it's a resistance. You resist. You see other people who have something that you want, or other people who don't give you the praise that you want, or that don't let you have your way, or something like that. And then what do? You resent them. But you know what resentment is? It is a kind of a resistance. It's a resistance. It's a hatred. That's what it is. And so this resistance then, to move forward, see, to move with that, which is all, you don't have any choice but to do that. See, then you either go with your resentment and then want what they have and try to take it from them, or try to struggle and strive and set goals and obtain it for yourself so you can have it. See, you become determined, I will get praise, I will get glory, I'll make them eat their words, I'll show them, I'll have that, whatever they have, I'll have it, I'll have more than it, or whatever, you see? So then you need energy, you need anger, you need various energies to drive and sustain this desire to acquire what it is that you resent someone denying you. You see what I mean? So you see those kind of energies begins with resistance, and then it turns into anger or greed or goals, setting goals and striving and struggling and impatience and wanting. Okay, now you see those, okay? But then on the other hand, see? Well, so what happens then? This resistance then to resentment of another person, then there's another resentment, another resistance. And you know what that is? It's resistance to God's light of truth. Resistance to conscience. Conscience is your intuition is your closest link to God. God communicates you wordlessly in your heart. You just kind of know things, like when you were a little tiny child. But then when you don't listen to to what you know in your heart, then it becomes 20/20 hindsight. It becomes conscience. So now you resist conscience, because conscience shows you for what you are: resentful, angry, hateful, mean-spirited, secretly judgmental, phony, pretentious. See, it shows you that, impatient. So you don't want to see that, so you resist it with resentment. And that resentment repels you from God's light, repels you from good, from what's good for you, from the truth and from God's love, which is good for you. It repels you from that. And so now you feel empty, and it drives you into the world to look for more and more. And so you go out into the world looking for love, looking for fulfillment, looking for all these things. It takes energy. You become drained. You become tired. Then when you have the things that you sought, that you gave everything up for, that you struggled for, when you have them, they don't satisfy. See, the ego is never satisfied. It always wants to play God. But then when you're finally sitting there and you have these things and they don't satisfy, then what do? You hate them. You resent what it was that you strove for and blame it and hate it. And that makes you even more empty. So now you must find a different way of living and moving and having your being. Turn unto God and receive from him love and forgiveness, and then begin to flow with love, with understanding, without the energy of resentment and impatience and resistance. And then you will know this other beautiful life waiting to unfold from within. And all you have to do is incline toward the truth. Incline toward what you know in your heart. And it begins. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation, because it's so simple but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions and upsets and worries. And so it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. So now you understand. So how about just letting your hair down and be a regular person? Stop hating others. Incline toward the truth, what you know in your heart, which you knew when you were a little child. And let it overwhelm you. Let it soften you. And let it make you into a sweet and beautiful person that you were always meant to be. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.